Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
I want to go to the things that don't make sense here in a moment, but I want to ask you just kind of a personal question. You fly a heck of a lot more than I do. I mean, how do you feel? You know what's going on here. You've personally heard the stories from an air traffic controller of just how understaffed it is and how close things can come. I mean, we've all heard, things that are released out publicly, but I'm sure you have knowledge of things more on the inside too. How safe have you felt out there, knowing we haven't had a crash like this in the U.S. for about 15 years, but just so many close calls?
I never feel safe when I go up for a multitude of reasons. I mean, first of all, in knowing the mechanical issues that happen with planes and the mechanics, again, being assigned to these airports and mm-hmm. in this huge industry and knowing who's working on the planes. And, there's been a lot of stories recently, obviously, about issues with how planes are built. I mean, I'm always concerned. And then knowing the issues with the tower in terms of lack of individuals there mm-hmm. To cover as air traffic control, it's always concerning. And I fly all the time. Mm-hmm. But I've never really seen personally exactly a close miss, mm-hmm. but I'll tell you what, I can't tell you how many times I literally look out the window and I see a plane right there and I keep thinking, aren't we kind of close?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've thought that many times and then, we'll ascend way high or something, but no, I'm always concerned.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very, just because there hasn't been a crash like this in a long time, doesn't mean that we're not going to start to see a lot more of them. One of the sort of off-topic things, one of the strangest things I think I've ever seen, it was back in Wichita, and I'm guessing you've probably seen this too, when you're sitting at a rail yard or at a rail crossing and you see these commuter jets, like the American Eagle or the whatever it was, On the trains, just the fuselage is going down the tracks. It's a very weird sight to see. And then you add in all of the issues that we've been seeing from many of the companies, Boeing and such, on the quality control of their products. It's a disconcerting thought. Tell me more about your concerns. This was obviously not a mechanical issue, as far as we know, with the American Airlines, the American Eagle plane. But what are your concerns? What are some of those things that trouble you about the mechanical aspect of it, of who's servicing these planes at their respective airports?
Oh, I'm always troubled by that, because you have individuals that, I've got to be careful, but you have individuals that maybe are not as attentive as they should be. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, my stepfather was a beach mechanic mm-hmm. for 30 plus years.
Okay.
And stories, I'm just talking personally, that I heard regarding that. I mean, you have people that drink on the job. You have people that are late. You have things that are overlooked because they're late. You have things are overlooked because they get distracted and then they go back. And where did they start in at? It's sort of like any job, except for now you're talking about planes mm-hmm. and plane safety. And then you have, you know, the double checks that are supposed to be done. Thank goodness. I mean, I saw a lot of cases working. I'll give you a specific one. This was an individual who is a baggage handler, and they're responsible for uploading payloads. In other words, how much baggage, how many people are on here? And then the pilot has to use the amount of weight they have in totality on their plane to calculate how they're going to land. Mm-hmm. They're doing all their figures, the velocity, you know, everything that's involved with landing a plane. A big part of that is how heavy is your plane? Mm-hmm. And this individual, this was one of the cases I worked on, this individual did put thousands of pounds off in terms of what they inputted the payload to be, Tony. Thankfully, it was caught by a pilot that it just didn't make sense to him. Or he would have wrecked the plane mm-hmm. because his calculations would have been completely off. It's those types of things that I think a lot of people don't understand. These just individual humans are supposed to make sure they get just right to keep us safe in the air.
Yeah, and it's humans, and that's the big part about this. And if you have humans that are out there doing this job and they're not the most qualified or the most professional or ethical or aren't in a mind state to do their job correctly, that gets pretty dangerous. Is there really a lack of oversight when it comes to that area of air travel in the United States, where these things are just allowed to continue on over and over and over and nobody does anything about it? Is it oversight, or is it, again, a staffing issue there where we'll take you if you have a pulse and have a remote knowledge on how to do this, or we'll train you and, you know, you're getting trained by somebody else who may not be the most qualified to train anyone?
Yeah, I think it's a combination again, Tony. You have so many people that probably are not doing a great job at their job. Like I said, if you're a baker and you're not doing the best job, all I have to worry about is, you know, my bread not tasting good. Mm-hmm. But this is talking about our safety.
Yeah.
So you have issues with that. But I think really the biggest issue that we're talking about here is numbers.
Yeah.
And just not being enough people that are qualified to be in the tower mm-hmm. and that are in the towers, combined with people that are overseeing the safety mechanisms on that plane mm-hmm. and making sure everything's functioning.
Let's go back to talking about the actual crash itself and the parts that don't seem to add up very well as of yet. Granted, as of our recording, we're literally about 2 days in to this. And like anything where there's a massive tragedy, it's kind of a fog of war. And I think we're just kind of starting to get out of that as the investigations begin. But let's talk about what doesn't make a whole lot of sense here. I mean, granted, you know, we have the air traffic control towers. They have the black boxes now, and we can see, you know, the flight path. We can hear the radio recordings of how that all went down. And on the, you know, on the radar and everything, it shows exactly where these planes are at. So how did this happen? But that helicopter, I think that's the biggest question everybody has. This helicopter, as far as I can tell, and I'm no way an expert in any of this, it was in a forward motion, and it was like bumper cars. I'm not trying to be crass, but it was like it's going forward, and it looks like it just rammed into the tail of the plane. If you're in the front of the aircraft and you're flying this thing, it was not a foggy night. You would have been able to see there's an airplane directly in front of you. I don't quite get any of that. I don't think any of us quite get any of that. What's your take on just the bizarreness of how this even happened?
Well, I had a question right off the bat is why are we doing night ops in a flight path?
Over Potomac?
So I understand that they need to practice where they could possibly be called on to defend our nation's capital, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera. I understand that. But why are we over the Potomac in the flight path when all of us know, anybody who's flown into D.C., that's exactly the path. And that is the problem I have with the whole thing. I mean, this is a training exercise. Mm-hmm. It's a head shaker, right? So first of all, who made the decision in command, the command staff level, to do these training exercises over the Potomac where planes come and go constantly?
Yeah.
Anybody who's been in and out of DCA, you said you were, mm-hmm. I constantly flew out of there. I was assigned to headquarters. Mm-hmm. And oh my goodness. That was the first mind boggling thing.
Yeah.
Because when you take off, then the next one takes off, then people are landing. It is a zoo at DCA in a very limited space.
Yeah.
It's not like DFW with, I believe now they're up to 11 landing strips, and they're so far apart over acres and acres of land. This is like a funnel.
Yeah.
And so I think there needs to be a lot of questions asked at this command staff level. How did this even line up that you got these two bumper cars, as you called them, in the same area at the same time? Is mind-boggling. And then you dial down from that, Tony. You have three very experienced pilots. We now know, you know, it's a female that was a pilot. Mm-hmm. She has not been named, but, you know, her face and her photo is out there. Mm-hmm. And you wonder how and the crew was very experienced, how the lights on a plane that are so visible could not have been detected, even if you're flying instruments.
Yeah.
One person isn't assigned to look. My son's a pilot. Mm-hmm. He says that's exactly what you have going on. You have instruments and he's not a helicopter pilot. He's fixed wings, but you have people running through instruments, and then you have other people looking mm-hmm. for this reason. It's mind-boggling, really, Tony. And
I'm not going down any conspiracy angles or anything like that, because I don't know. I just don't feel like there is a conspiracy here, but maybe I'm wrong. It is just mind-boggling that you could have something like this happen. I mean, and the question, you know, who said, okay, we're going to do this training over here? Who authorized that? I mean, when I'm looking at it just as a layman, I go, well, it's because they've always done it. It's not like this is anything new to say, okay, we're going to be flying over. They're there all the time. But I mean, with the amount of close calls, why? I guess the bigger question is, why hasn't anyone said, hey, maybe we should change our flight path of these helicopters and not go through an active landing zone for a commercial airport?
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And my understanding, and I am not a helicopter expert, I'm going to put that out there right now. But my understanding with this Black Hawk and maybe all Black Hawks, and my understanding of this is from my son mm-hmm. and from a helicopter pilot that's currently in Guam. That's a good friend of ours that obviously, information from him. Black Hawks are meant to be stealthy, by the way.
Yeah.
They're not meant to be like a commercial airline jet.
Yeah.
So Now you have a stealthy helicopter, you know, in an area with a bunch of planes flying around. It just doesn't make sense to me, because I think you could still practice your training in an area other than the Potomac where people are landing and taking off there.
I guess I don't understand that. Why? Why are we doing this there? That to me, just, there's plenty of airspace. I mean, it obviously it's a very busy area of the country, but it's like, let's pick the busiest, most likely place where we could have an accident take place. And again, I'm wondering if, like a lot of things, sometimes it's a lot simpler than it is complex. I just wonder if it's one of those things, well, we've been doing it for so long, we haven't had an accident yet like this, so let's keep doing it.
I agree with you, Tony. I always go back, I say this time and time again, it's usually Occam's razor. It's not this huge conspiracy. Nobody wanted to die. This is likely not some sort of, you know, death wish for anybody involved in this situation. It's just the routineness and monotony of training that you do over and over again, and you seldom change what you did before if nothing bad happened. You can bet this is going to all change.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock, and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock, and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100. Until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Summer Sale and get 30% off paints and stains July 18th through the 28th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock, and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work, but instead of one of you, there are suddenly two, then three, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work,
just the really important stuff, like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agent Force is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agent Force, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Imagine you're in a deep, dreamy sleep. You're at work. But instead of one of you, there are suddenly two. Then 3, then 10, then 100, until 1,000 of you are working to reach your goal. Now, imagine it's not a dream, because what's actually happening while you sleep is the power of Agentforce, a limitless digital workforce independently thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks on your behalf around the clock, and elevating only what needs your attention. No more time-consuming busy work, just the really important stuff. Like making happier customers. So while you're dreaming about flying, missing a flight, or being naked in front of a crowd, Agentforce is working to make you a lot more efficient, like 1,000 times more efficient. That's Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com, promo code MACK25.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.